Our scripture today is the very beginning of the book of Acts. Acts is chapter 2 in the series of books written by the author of Luke. So the author of Luke wrote Luke and Acts. Luke is chapter 1, Acts is chapter 2. So Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 11 sets the scene for the book of Acts. So in our sanctuary, we have many beautiful stained glass windows. Our windows tell the story of Jesus. And so over here, the farthest one, is Jesus' birth, and it goes all the way around this way, and then there, and back around. And behind the organ pipes is the ascension window. I haven't been moving my slides. There is our ascension window. God has set us up well. Jesus came and was an example for us. And when Jesus ascends, he does not leave us alone. He leaves us with the promise of the Holy Spirit to guide us, because God is always with us. In our scripture today, the disciples ask Jesus about the reign of Israel. Did they hope Jesus would now rule Israel like the warrior David? Perhaps. Jesus has not been talking about the kingdom of Israel, but the kingdom of God, or the reign of God. The kingdom of God in which we, humanity, are to love God and love each other, each and every day, as Jesus taught us. Then, my favorite part of today's scripture comes. The two men in robes appear and ask the disciples why they are looking up. Oh, I missed the Apostles' Creed. This piece is in there, so we're going to go, why are you looking up? I'm wondering, have you ever stood and watched a balloon go up and up and up and fade into the clouds, and you wonder if you can still see it? Or maybe you do that with an airplane when you have a loved one off on a trip, and you watch as it goes into the clouds and beyond the clouds, and you wonder, do I see it? Is it still there? Do I see it? I imagine the disciples were doing this as they watched Jesus ascend. Music is one way in which people feel lifted up and feel God's presence. Just like in the anthem today, I'm hoping all of us, because I felt it, felt lifted and closer to God. And within that anthem, the author talked about how God is always with us in this struggle, in this hopelessness. This is one reason why we celebrate our musicians today. I love this quote by Howard Thurman about the work of Christmas, and it's a good reminder almost halfway through our year. When the work of Christmas begins is the title of this. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. So much music is music of the heart. We worship and are lifted up by music, and this, what Howard Thurman says, is our lifelong work. The music of the heart, the work of Christmas. God gave us Jesus, Emmanuel, so that we may know God is with us. Jesus showed us what God looks like in flesh. And when Jesus ascended, God did not want us to feel abandoned. So Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit so that we may know God is with us. Once Jesus ascended, what did the disciples do, and what do we do? Well, scholar David Forney says, in it, we are moved from passively waiting for Jesus to come and fix things in the end times to actively participating in the work of the Holy Spirit now. If we are sitting staring into heaven looking for Jesus, then we cannot be God's witnesses to the ends of the earth. I used to wonder why the stained glass ascension window was unseen in our sanctuary. But now I believe it is set the way it should be. It is lit up at night so that folks outside the church may see it. The ascending Jesus is looking out, once again setting an example for us. Our focus must be looking out to see, hear, love, and feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. Amen.